In fact, a senior Cypriot politician told us that pension funds will be amongst the assets confiscated and transferred to Europe. In fact, when the banks eventually reopen here, individuals or businesses with more than $130,000 on deposit in certain banks will find a great deal of their money has been seized. And what's left will be subject to strict controls. Closing accounts or transferring money will be forbidden in the near term. No other European country has endured such a thing, as this onlooker here rather shrewdly observed.
What happens in Cyprus could happen in Greece, could happen in Italy, could happen in Spain, could happen in Portugal. It's wrong.
Tonight, Cyprus's president returned from Brussels and told his people to brace for deep pain. And in fact, the Dutch finance minister, who played a leading role in imposing this nightmare on Cyprus, told reporters today that this will indeed be the template for any future bank bailouts. In other words, Peter, from now on, no bank account anywhere in the Eurozone is safe. That cannot be reassuring.